Welcome to the FDA Drug Safety Podcast for healthcare professionals from the Division of Drug Information. On May 23, 2018, FDA warned that over-the-counter, or OTC, oral drug products containing benzocaine should not be used to treat infants and children younger than 2 years. We're also warning that benzocaine oral drug products should only be used in adults and children 2 years and older if they contain certain warnings on the drug label. These products carry serious risks and provide little to no benefits for treating oral pain, including sore gums in infants due to teething. Benzocaine, a local anesthetic, can cause a life-threatening condition called methemoglobinemia, in which the amount of oxygen carried through the blood is greatly reduced. We've urged manufacturers that they should stop marketing OTC oral drug products for treating teething in infants and children younger than 2 years. If companies do not comply, we will take action to remove these products from the market. We've also urged manufacturers of OTC oral drug products containing benzocaine for adults and children 2 years and older to make the following changes to the labels of their products. 1. Add a warning about methemoglobinemia. 2. Add contraindications directing parents and caregivers not to use the product for teething and not to use in infants and children younger than 2 years. And 3. Revise the directions to direct parents and caregivers not to use the product in infants and children younger than 2 years. Healthcare professionals should warn patients of the possibility of methemoglobinemia and advise them of the signs and symptoms when recommending or prescribing local anesthetic products. Some patients are at greater risk for complications related to methemoglobinemia, those with breathing problems, heart disease, and the elderly. Healthcare professionals using local anesthetics during medical procedures should take steps to minimize the risk for methemoglobinemia by monitoring patients for signs and symptoms suggestive of methemoglobinemia, using co-oximetry when possible, and having resuscitation equipment and medications readily available, including methylene blue. We've been monitoring the risk of methemoglobinemia with the use of OTC and prescription local anesthetics and previously communicated about this risk in 2014, 2011, and 2006. We estimate that more than 400 cases of benzocaine-associated methemoglobinemia have been reported to FDA or published in the medical literature since 1971. Report side effects involving benzocaine or prescription local anesthetics to FDA's MedWatch program at fda.gov/MedWatch. A link to the full communication detailing information for healthcare professionals, including a listing of these products and the data summary, can be found at fda.gov/drugsafetycommunications. If you have drug questions, you can reach us at druginfo@fda.hhs.gov and follow us on Twitter at FDA Drug Info for up-to-the-minute important drug information.